Big call on housing from the Reserve Bank. They reckon it is no longer a one-way bet for a generation of us. For decades, of course, we've traded houses at increasing prices because we thought we were creating prosperity. But the factors behind those house prices could actually be changing, apparently. Paul Conway is the chief economist at the Reserve Bank. And as well as Paul, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Very big. What are you seeing that I can't? Because all I'm seeing is a softening of the market. Money's a bit tight at the moment. We might have a supply problem. We might not. I don't know. But property goes up, it goes down, but it always goes back up again. What's changed?
Yeah. Well, yeah, like interest rates are definitely part of the picture, and interest rates are going up. So that kind of has an impact. But I think if, you know, getting into the sort of more market fundamentals, I think there's reasons to think that they could be changing as well. So population growth has been a key driver of the housing market, and that sort of dropped off a cliff over the pandemic and is unlikely to get back to pre-pandemic levels anytime soon. There's also been changes in the tax system. So housing is less tax favoured, and also, you know, in the zoning, there's restrictions have been removed to improve land supply. So sort of adding all of that up, you know, it's just not clear that housing, as you said, Mike, is going to be the one-way bet that it has been over the last 20 years or so.
Okay, so let's say you're right. That's an economist's view. You then need to see it from a homeowner's point of view on the psychology behind buying a house. Does that change? And if it does, how long does it take to change?
Well, I think if people want to buy a house, you know, to live, that's great. But I just think, you know, in terms of the psychology of the housing market, you know, if this view is right, and it is just a view, and as with all economic projections and forecasts, there's plenty of uncertainty about it. But if it is a view, then, you know, it's going to get a bit harder. It's not going to just be as easy as it has been to make money out of the housing market. Some people obviously still will, those people that are really good at it. But yeah, it's a big change in terms of New Zealand's sort of psyche. You know, we've been pretty keen on houses for some time. So it sort of raises the question, you know, if it's not houses where we're going to sort of save for our retirement, you know, what is it?
Yeah, exactly. So that's my next question. Where's the money go if it's not going to go into a house?
Yeah, well, it's pretty tricky times to make a good return on your savings at the moment across the board. But, you know, that conversation is about how do we build a productive New Zealand economy that does deliver exciting investment opportunities.
What I find interesting about your comments is that when you talked about, you know, people want to buy a house to live in, yes, they do, but they don't just do that, do they? It is for retirement, and that's because they get it, they understand it, it's a simple concept. Markets, KiwiSaver and stuff is beyond many people, and that's before you get to the risk factor.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's right. And you know, housing is the biggest asset that most of us will own by far. So I think, you know, there's a financial sort of literacy piece here as well. We need to skill ourselves up on investing in alternative assets if housing is to, you know, not sort of become the sort of sure bet that it's been.
Well, also, if you're right, where do the banks fit into this? Because you can leverage tremendously off the concept that a house is gold.
Yeah, you can. That's right. That's another big feature of the housing market is that leverage thing. And housing, like mortgage lending, is a pretty big share of commercial bank balance sheets in New Zealand compared to other countries. So, you know, it'd be a change for the banks as well if this sort of if this prediction or if this kind of thesis comes true.
Okay. While I've got you, by the way, do you still say no recession and inflation's peaked at 6.9?
Our last set of forecasts were for a soft landing, so we had no negative growth in there. We'll be putting out an interim statement in a few weeks that'll update the numbers. But yeah, that's what we said at the end of May, which is only a few weeks away ago. So yeah.
Jeez. Honestly, you see 6.9 is as bad as it gets in inflation, while every major other country in the world is going up.
Yeah, no, we had inflation going up to 7 point something. I can't remember the number, early sevens in the June quarter. So we didn't see 6.9% as the peak. We saw that coming in this quarter.
So would a recession surprise you?
A recession, you know, again, Mike, there's huge error bands around any economic forecast, particularly at the moment where the kind of economic world is changing so quickly. So, you know, would it surprise us? It's definitely in the zone of possibility. So there would be, you know, a mild surprise there, but it's quite possible that New Zealand has a recession. It's just that our best foot forward, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago was that we're going to pull off a soft landing. And I, you know, continue to think there's good reasons as to how we can do that.
Well, I hope you're right. Well, it's good to talk to you, Paul, and we'll get you back on the program again. Paul Conway, who's the Reserve Bank economist, chief economist, Reserve Bank chief economist.